AOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lichona njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 4 kumpandula 2019 nguntungami Lenkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Asikabile ithuba elokuthi sihlangane lohulumende njalo abakasizi, kodwa sikhangelele ukuthi besibize masinya ukwenzela ukuthi sibuyele emsebenzini and we save our patients' lives.
Ukukhalala umsebenzi kwabo dokotela kungene kulanga lesibili namuhla elizweni lonke jikelele.
Ubonisa ukuthi izizalwane sezizenzela zona ngoba zicabanga ukuthi hayi abaphathi bethu sebeyekelele kakhulu iSouth Africa iqhubeka ngalomkhuba wokuhlasela abantu bangaphandle. Indlela abantu abatshengisela ngayo ukuthi hayi ohulumende bethu akube khona abakwenzayo.
Kulembiko ethi kulezizalwane zakwele South Africa ezizame ukuyahlasela abokuza eHillbrow emadabuka kusa namuhla, kodwa zavinjwa ngamapholisa. AbeZimbabwe basola uhulumende phezu kokunganaki izizalwane zakhe ezihlukuluzwayo kwele South Africa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ukukhalala umsebenzi kwabo dokotela kungene kulanga lesibili namuhla, njalo inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association ithi odokotela abasebenza ezibhedlela zikahulumende kabayanga emsebenzini elizweni lonke jikelele. Odokotela laba bakhala ngokuthi iholo labo kumele lengezwe ngezinga elihambelana lesisindo semali yeZimbabwe nxa iqathaniswa ledola leMelika emkambo wemali. Sexoxe lomkhokheli weZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association umnumzana Peter Magomba, yena othi uhulumende kumele alungisise izikhalazo zabo ngokuphangisa babuyele emsebenzini ngoba izigulane sezithwele nzima.
Asikabile ithuba elokuthi sihlangane lohulumende njalo abakasizi, kodwa sikhangelele ukuthi besibize masinya ukwenzela ukuthi sibuyele emsebenzini and we save our patients' lives.
Utsho ukuthi ezibhedlela akulabodokotela ngitsho lama-junior doctors.
Sikhuluma kanje, so abakho totally abakho esibhedlela. Isifiso sikhona sibile sokuthi sibe sikhona esibhedlela, kodwa akwanisi ukuthi sifike ngoba asila ukudla, silambile, asila i-transport yokuthi sihambe emsebenzini, asisakwanisi ukubhadala ama-rent, asisakwanisi ukuthi thina even singodokotela sisize laphise singagula. So asisela any means. Ngesikhiwa sithi the will exists but the means doesn't.
Imali eliholayo okwamanje imalini, njalo eliyifunayo imalini?
Kathesi thina sihola imali efika 444 RTGS, ilingana nge 40 US dollars. So nxa siyikhangele ayisomali ekwanayo ukuthi sibe silokhu sikuya emsebenzini. Kodwa thina esikukhangelelayo ukuthi imali yethu ibe imultiply by 10 kumbe by 12 ukuthi lathi sikwanise ukuba le mpilo njengabodokotela.
Sike sezwa likhala ngokwethuselwa ngabantu elicabangela ukuthi ngama-CIO kumbe kungaba ngobani abasebenzela uhulumende. Ungathi kuyaqhubeka yini ukwethuselwa lokho?
okwakathesi akuqhubeki phambili kodwa bake basethusela sazama ukuthi siye reporter emapoliseni kodwa silokwesaba ngaphakathi ukuthi bengaba lokhu besilandelela singababoni kodwa yiko kwenzakalayo ukuthi bayasethusela.
Uhulumende uthi ubumba umthetho ozavimba odokotela ukuthi bakhalale umsebenzi. Lithini ngalokho?
Umthetho lowo siyawubona sibili njalo asozakwanisa ukuthi sibaphikise kodwa sithi nxa becabangela ukuthi i-health services and essential service labo kumele beyenze njalo kuma-remunerations ukuthi they have to offer essential remunerations before the bill ngoba bengathi asisavunyelwe ukutshengisela kutho ukuthi kuyasokule slavery phakathi and njalo asikufuni. Okuzenzakala yikuthi odokotela abaningi bazaforce ukuthi bephume phandle kwelizwe kuzayenza ukuthi i-situation yethu esibhedlela ibe nzima kakhulu ngoba kuya kungasela bodokotela.
Umnumzana Peter Magombeyi ngumkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. Sixoxe njalo lesiphathamandla sogatsha lukahulumende olubona ngokusebenza kwabezempilakahle olwe-Health Services Board umnumzana Paulina Sisikhosana. Yena othi ukukhala lo msebenzi kwabodokotela lokhu akukho emthethweni.
They say they are not able to come to work. They are incapacitated and specifically indicated that they were not on strike. But anyway,
bathi kabasenelisi ukuya emsebenzini ngokuswela imali hatshi ngoba bakhalele umsebenzi. Kodwa okusalayo ukuthi ukungayi kwabo emsebenzini akukho emthethweni. Yebo siyawuzwisisa umumo abakuwo ngenxa yokubhidlika komnotho njalo imizamo esisiyenzile njengohulumende ngeyokuthi sikhulumisane labo sibone ukuthi singalungisisa njani udaba lwabo.
Umnumzana Paulina Sisikhosana isiphathamandla sogatsha lwe-Health Services Board. Kusenjalo esibhedlela zakoBulawayo ezinye izigulane bezibuyiselwa emakhaya zingabonanga odokotela kuthi ezinye ngebezihlolwa ngabongi. Kubika intatheli zindaba yethu u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Odokotela abasanda kugqiba izifundo ezibhedlela zempilo Central Hospital le-United Bulawayo Hospital bangene elangeni lesibili lokukhalala umsebenzi bekhala ngokuthi iholo aliseneli ukuba baqhubeke besiza emsebenzini nsuku zonke. Udokotela omkhulu esibhedlela sempilo Central Hospital, udokotela Solwayo Ngwenya, uchasisa isimo ababhekane laso okwamanje.
Owa namhlanje ilanga lesibili odokotela bekhalela umsebenzi khona phempilo lelizweni nje jikelele. Hayi siyasebenza kuhle esibhedlela silethemba silokhu esimelele odokotela laba ukuthi baphenduke bengaqedelana ukukhuluma lohulumende. Kodwa hayi abantu bayelatshwa baya-operatwa babeletha kuhle isibhedlela sihamba kuhle.
Odokotela bathi bazamile ukukhulumisana lohulumende ngokuba akhuphule iholo labo kodwa akabalaleli ngakho bazaphenduka emsebenzini bengabhadalwa imali abayicelayo njalo ihambelane lesimo somnotho elizweni kusetshenziswa isisindo semali yesilinganiso samabhanga yokuthenga imali yakwamanye amazwe. Kusenjalo ukuthonisiswa kwecala kwamalunga amahlanu ebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party abotshwe ngeviki edluleyo behlabelela phandle kwedale le-High Court belinde ukukhululwa kwanduna uNhlanhla Yamangwe Felix Ndiweni kuqalile namhlanje e-Trade Gold Magistrate Court lapho uMantshi unkosikazi Adelaide Mbewure adlulisele kolwesihlanu kuyona le iviki ukuthonisiswa kwaleli cala. Igqwetha elimele amalunga amahlanu emthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Dumisani Dube wemathonsi Ncube Law Chambers uchaza impumela yedale lamhlanje.
Asingenile babiza umfakazo oyedwa olipolisa lelo and order udawula seludlulisela phambili ngolwesihlanu. Hayi inkundlithele ilamanye amacala efungwa yathesa, so ngeke bevume ukuthi sichithile ngalokho esilokhu senza udaba lodwa.
Umchuchisi unkosikazi Mathaba Consilia ku Court 5 e Trade Gold Magistrate Court lamhlanje utshele abahlanu laba ababalisa upatron Xaba oleminyaka eyi-43, u-Akim Ndebele oleminyaka eyi-32, uPrince Ncube oleminyaka eyi-28, uNdabezinhle Ncube oleminyaka eyi-38, loMongameli Mlotsha oleminyaka eyi-38 ababhekane lecala lokuhlabelela bejonge ukudala udlakela baphenduke edale ngolwesihlanu. Umchuchisi utshele idale ukuba abahlanu laba babehlabelela ingoma zesindebeleni behaya phandle we-High Court ngesikhathi belinde impumela yedale lokuthetha isicelo sikanduna uNdiweni sesibambiso se-bail okwakulakho ukudala udlakela kanye lokuphazamisa amabhizimusi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Okay.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo 6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku short wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Lanxa kungazange kube lezehlakalo zokuhlaselwa kwaba kwamanye amazwe egumbe ukuthathelwa impahla kwele South Africa lamhlanje, izizalwane zakwamanye amazwe e-Africa zibikwa lazo seziqalile ukuhlasela lokuthatha ngodlame impahla yamankampani kwele South Africa emazweni azo. UBenedict Nhlapo usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekwele South Africa.
Bezitshaywa ngumoya ilanga lonke izizalwane zakwamanye amazwe kwele South Africa lamhlanje njengoba bekungelazehlakalo zodlakela loba ezokuthathwa kwempahla ngodli ezazangeleyo. Loba kunjalo ukuhlukunyezwa kwamanye amazwe kwele South Africa, ukutshontshwa lokutshiswa kwempahla yabo sekuthi izihlobo zabo emazweni abo zibhubhudla igwebu ngolaka.
This is real gin, sir. This is real.
Le ingxaba ngxoza ebifakwe ngabazibiza ngokuthi Africa Facts Zone kwezokuxhumana iTwitter ikhombisa izalwane zeZambia zingena ngodli esitolo senkampani yakwele South Africa ethengisa ukudla. Kwele Nigeria emfanekiso ephume kuTwitter ebikhombisa izalwane zakulelo lizwe zihlasela inkampani yakwele South Africa ethengisa ukudla lenye ekuhlelo zabomakhale kukwini lezokuxhumana. Ngaphambilini uphathintambo ogatsha lwezobudlelwano beNigeria lamanye amazwe ubethule umbiko wokusola okwenzakala kwele South Africa ethi bazathatha amanyathelo. Akupholanga maseko bengabizanga umeli weSouth Africa kulelo lizwe bekhonona ngokuhlaselwa kwezalwane zabo. Isiphathamandla se-ofisi yeNigeria kwele South Africa uMnumzana Godwin Adama ubevele wakubeka kwacaca ukuthi bazathatha amanyathelo.
There is nobody including myself that your people are involved in situations that make them to lose their property and whatever they have worked for.
Akekho umuntu ugoqela lami ongathi abantu bakhe belahlekelwe impahla yabo abayisebenzele nzima kangaka atholakale ethokozile.
Inkokheli yamazwe agoqela eDRC, iMalawi, iRwanda leNigeria ibikwa isithe ayisabuye emhlanganweni weWorld Economic Forum oqhutshelwa kwele South Africa okulinyathelo elikhombisa ukuthi abaphathekanga kuhle ngokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu babo kwele South Africa. Lamanyathelo asemukelwe ngendlela ezijeneyo izalwane seZimbabwe. UMnumzana Bongani Nyathi uthi izenzo ezikhombisa intukuthelo ngalokhu okwenzakalayo.
Kubonisa ukuthi izizalwane sezizenzela zona ngoba zicabanga ukuthi hayi abaphathi bethu sebeyekelele kakhulu iSouth Africa iqhubeka ngalomkhuba wokuhlasela abantu bangaphandle. Indlela abantu abatshengisela ngayo ukuthi hayi ohulumende bethu akube khona abakwenzayo.
Ngakulunhla ngothi umnumzana Gretchen Mkhwebu uthi bamangele ngokuthatha isikhathi eside uhulumende weZimbabwe engakhulumi lutho ngesimo lesi.
I-government yaseZimbabwe ayikazibe le ndaba lathi ngitsho even noma one day ukuthi sidlile sembetheni silele kuphi into abangazihluphi ngayo. Ubona okwabo isifiso sabe ukuthi ubani siyachawa sibulawe kakhulu, uma sibaleka sibaleke sibuyele ekhaya siyehlupheka.
Umnumzana Mlungisi Yabalala yena uthi ukuphindisela akusiso sisombululo.
Siyakugqibela phansi impela sithi hayi cha, asikho ukuphila kwama-Afrika, cela ukuthula e-Afrika. Yinto esigqugquzelayo lapha ebantwini bonke ukuthi hayi sicela ukuthi loba benze obubi obungakanani ngapha lani lingaphindiseli ngobubi.
Amapholisa kwele South Africa agcizelele ngemva yabantu abahlanu lokubojwa kwabedlula ikhulu kudlakela lokuhlukunyezwa kwabokuza izolo lapho imigwaqo ebivinjwe ngamatshe lomlilo wamabhomba ephethulo imoto zingenelisi ukuhamba. Umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa wethule umbiko wokusola lezi izehlakalo. Umeli weZimbabwe kwele South Africa uthe usakathole ulwazi olweneleyo ngabelizwe lakhe abangabe behlelwe ukuhlaselwa lokhu njengoba ethi ubengakezwa kumbe ukhona ohlaselweyo. Abantu abaningi bakhala ngokuthi uhulumende weSouth Africa lweZimbabwe kabaqakathekisi lolu daba bengakhuzani ngoba bezimbila zantabanye. Ngimele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Abantu bokuza lokhe bethobelene lezi zalwane zakwele South Africa kulandela udlakela olutshiye abanye befile labanye njalo belimele. Bekulembiko ethi kulezi zalwane zakwele South Africa ebezizama ukuyahlasela eHillbrow emadabuka kusa namuhla kodwa zavinjwa ngamapholisa. eHillbrow yikho okuqale khona ukulwisana phakathi kwabantu bokuza lezi zalwane zakwele South Africa emigwaqweni. Omunye walabo abavikela abantu bokuza ngungwenya odabuka eZimbabwe. Uthi udaba lokuhlaselwa kwabantu bokuza kalusozele uphele kwele South Africa. Asizweni exoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 ngokwenzakalayo lokuthi umumo eHillbrow ubunjani.
Bengikhona ngoba vele iflat okwakuvalekile ukuthwisi ngihlala kulo mina. Kwaphela 2 hours imelapha emgwaqweni bona sasisukane labo maybe nge-200 meters. Kwakungela poyisi izimeli lodwa. Sathi mase sokuliwe kwadijolana ngamatshe sehlukana bangkhona kubuya amapoyisa amaveni ayi-2-3 ezihambela nawo ubona nje ukuthi akulanto babelibhekilele abantu abantu bethi bulanani mani bulanani. Amapoyisa e-South Africa mesaningasingedenga lutho. Yabona yebo siyavuma bakhona abafana bakithi abanye abagangileyo. Bese ukuthithi enye into eyaba yinkinga yokuthi igoli sesalibuya sonke ngomama iy'ngane zethu sazohlala. Kungakho ubona nje namhlanje kulo msindo nalo osukhona ngoba igoli kudala belibuya ngabantu befike basebenze babuyele ekhaya.
Yabona besiyewenela langaphi ngaphi
ehe. So manje into esiyaba yinkinga ukufa kwaleli ayibizwe lakithi enye into ofana inanzele mina ngikhumbula kudala kithi kusempane benginokubona ibhasi yaseZambia. Ibhasi yaseZambia ibuya straight ngo-4:40 abantu baseZambia bethenga izinto ngobulawayo ntamba mabevunyela besiye eZambia. Kusho ukuthi ukufa kweZimbabwe kwayenza ukuthi abantu ababephile eZimbabwe, Zambia, Malawi, Mozambique, abanye amazwe la phezulu badlula-ke bazongena la. So kungakho namhlanje abantu balabe bona ingathi ukuhlala labantu bamanye amazwe kuyinto entsha kumbe emangalisayo. Thina kani into siyazi kudala kodwa saphila nabo abantu azange safundiswa ezikolweni. Manje into eyinkinga uma ungayibheka eSouth Africa yokuthi umntwana omncane omuncu uyazi ukuthi umuntu weZimbabwe sowala kulo muntu okuthiwa ngumuntu wangaphandle. So kani into vele yinto okufanele ukuthi ilungiswe i-government ngoba i-government is the first place eSouth Africa. Wafana ukuthi uma ingabe ithatha umbuso 1994 ivele iyeke le nto yokukhipha abantu ngoba besiposa thina kuma-roadblock besiposa ezindlini. So yibo abafundisa abantu labo ukuthi thina sicishe singabanye abantu abangafani nabo ngoba laba bantu mabesibhekile babona ngathi thina basifani nabo yabo isobhekile khona and lento esithethe isikhathi eside so kube besaba bethi izophela kanjani ngoba manje ukuze iphele kufanele bafundise abantu bala ukuthi sonke singabantu.
Lo ngungwenya isizalwane seZimbabwe ucele ukuthi sisebenzise isibongo sakhe kuphela ngoba esesaba ukuhlaselwa ngaba kwele South Africa. Ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 ese Hillbro eJohannesburg. Kusenjalo ezinye isizalwane seZimbabwe sezisole uhulumende wazo zisithi ukhanya engazihluphi ngodlakela lweSouth Africa lolu. UGibson Bebe usipha lolu daba.
Uhulumende nakwamanye amazwe sebeveze ukungajabuliswa yisimo esiseSouth Africa sokuhlaselwa kwabobuzwa izizalwane zalelo lizwe. Ngokukhalala ukuya emhlanganweni wezokuthengiselana lezomnotho o-World Economic Forum owenzelwe e-Cape Town. Kodwa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uye emhlanganweni we-World Economic Forum on Africa oqalise namhlanje ngesikhathi inkokheli zamanye amazwe afana leZambia, Rwanda, leMalawi zikhalele ukubuya. Amazwe la akhuluma ngendlela uhulumende weSouth Africa ehluleka ngayo ukuvikela izizalwane zakwamanye amazwe ezibhidlizelwe impahla ezinye zatshaywa kakubi lokubulawa. Unkosikazi Faith Maligwa isakhamuzi seHarare uthe ukhathazekile yikuthula kukahulumende weZimbabwe othethe isikhathi eside ukusola okwenzakala kwele South Africa.
Ihulumende yeZimbabwe kungani abanandaba ngalokho okwenzakala eSouth Africa ama-xenophobic attacks ngoba akula okucacayo o umbiko osufakiwe ukuthi belandezele lokho okwenzakala khona ngayo.
Umphathintambo ozokwethula kwembiko uNkosikazi Monica Mthwangwa uze wethula umbiko namhlanje emini echayela ihlombo uhulumende weSouth Africa ngemizamo ayenzayo ukuvikela izizalwane zakwamanye amazwe. Lokhu kube yisimanga kuZulu ngoba kusukela ngolwesihlanu kuze kufike namhlanje amabhizimusi ezizalwane zakwamanye amazwe ebebhidliza ebusuku emadolobheni awePretoria leJohannesburg. Esinye isakhamizi saseHarare uMnumzana Abel Siziba uthe uhulumende uthethe isikhathi eside ukuthi asole okwenzakala kwele South Africa.
Khathena vele uhulumende ubethuleleni isikhathi sonke lesi abesephume ekhuluma kathesi ukuthi u-congratulate umsebenzi weSouth Africa ukuthi wenze umsebenzi omuhle. Akula msebenzi abawenzileyo, abantu balokhu betshaywa ezindlini, abantu balokhu bebhidlizwa iy'mpahla zabo.
Amanye amazwe aseveze ukukhathazeka kwawo ngendlela eziningi ezijeneyo phezu kokwenzakala kweSouth Africa. AbeZambia abakade benxuse abeSouth Africa ukuyodlala umdlalo wenguqu ngempelaviki elandelayo selemise lowo mdlalo. KweleNigeria kube lokutshengisela edolobheni leLagos phezu kokulinyazwa kwezizalwane zalelo zwe eseSouth Africa. Kodwa-ke lokhu kuphethe ngokubhidlizwa kwamahhofisi enkampani ye-MTN yaseSouth Africa. UBrian Kiwano uthathele izindaba uthi ukuhamba kwabongameli kweSouth Africa akumelanga kusolwe ngoba engumgcinisihlalo wohlangothi lwezomvikela kumanyano we-FADAC.
Ukuhamba kukamongameli welizwe u-Emmerson Mnangagwa eSouth Africa ukukhanya kuyinto elungile kakhulu ngoba singakhangela ngamalanga adlulileyo uMnangagwa bamethese ukuthi abe nguye ukugcina isihlalo wesabelo se-SADC. Njengoba kunjalo ukuhamba kwe kuzancedisa ukuthi abonisane nomthungameli weSouth Africa ukuthi bebise njani ukuthula ukuthi bacitshe ingxabanxoze ekhona eSouth Africa.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kweSouth Africa zibikwa zingabe zidlula izigidi ezintathu 3 million ezenza imisebenzi etshiyeneyo. UZulu weZimbabwe ukhuthaza uhulumende ukuba akhulumisane nohulumende wakwele South Africa ngaloludaba angathulisi ekhathekisa ubudlelwano bokusekelana entweni ezingayisizo kwabomongameli uMnangagwa loCyril Ramaphosa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nguGibson Bebe.
Live Talk ukuhlelo lwe-Diaspora Forum namhla sikhangela ukuhlaselwa kwabo kuza kwele South Africa. Thumelani i-text message kumbe i-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Namhlanje kuhlandla lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala phandle kwelizwe sixoxa lomnumzana Bernard Bekelizwe Ndlovu, umlingisi owazakala kakhulu kumdlalo othiwa Makorokoza njalo eyisikhwicamfundo. UNdlovu uhlala kwele South Africa lapho afundisa khona ukuqeda udlakela kusetshenziswa imidlalo. Nangu exoxa lo Chris Gande Studio 7 emchasisela ngohambo lwakhe.
Kwakuzinsuku ezimnandi nje, but umomo weZimbabwe bekumnandi uku-acta ukudlala indaba zamadrama. Loba nje umomo weZimbabwe ungashiphi lutho ngalokho. There was a time ebesibizwa khona kuthiwa ngama-PP owakumelela ukuthi popular but poor, which means abantu bebe-acta but bengatholi lutho out of it. Of course, inkumbulo yeni khona kumnandi. Mina ke bengibe ngihlanganisa, mina bengisebenza ku-Human Resources Management, ngibe ngi-act ku-TV. So for me, there was that mix here yenza impilo ibe lula. And to a large extent, ku-actor wami wagcina kuyikukholisa ngoba ngangikwenzile vele ngimncane, abuya ngakwenza ngise-university. So it was something engangiyikholisa nje ukuyenza. But iqiniso lihle, hhayi, ebuthini khona yayisiphani leyo nto. Kwakuyinto encane nje, kwakungasho into enkulu kangako.
Ye, kathesi ususe-South Africa, akusitshela ukuthi kwahamba njani ukuthi uzufike khona ngapha.
So ngithe ngisekhaya ke ngase ngibizwa i-NGO leyo okwakuthiwa i-PSI, Population Services International Bank, kele ukuthi ngenze i-project eyayisebenzisa idrama ukukhuluma nge-HIV ngesikhathi i-HIV sesenzima laphana sari areas. Ngithe after that kwasokubisa back uthando lwami lwedrama. Ngase ngibuye vet ngizoyenza i-masters ye-applied drama, which is a method of training and communication ye-applied drama. Ucabanga kwami ngalezo sikhathi sisabangithe ukuthi ngizathi ngithatha lapha ngibuyele ekhaya ngiyenze ama-project ekhaya kusengisebenzisa i-applied drama manje ngokuhlakanipha khonokho engabe ngikuthole ku-master. Hhayi, ke zaba wesi ma ngifika lapha, zaba wesi izinto ngase ngisithi ma sengiqeda ngadecide ukuhlala khona pheGoli. Ngase ngingena-ke ngasebenza kuma-NGO amabili engangasebenza kwi-NGO okuthiwa yiThembe esasingena khona e-prison sisebenzisa idrama uku-train i-behavioral change. So kwaso kusiba into yami yokuhlangana le-behavioral change for the first time. Wabnanga ngiwaitara in the past Human Resources Management and Training. But i-behavioral change inganile lokuhlangana nelele kuze ne-training element enale. So ngisebenza ema-prison for 3 years. Asuka lapho ngaya e-Free State ngasebenza kwenye organization yayisenza ama-psychosocial support program for abantwana be-high school, after school. After that, during that time, I think register ke vet food ukwenza i-PhD, which I'm working on now.
Ukukhumbula kakhulu ngemidlalo owayenzayo, ngokuphi owakujabulelayo kakhulu esingathi ngesilungu i-character yakho?
So kulale i-character ebengiyenza kusophie okay, Makorokoza yayibhalwa nguThoko Zulu, i-director nguConti Mhlanga. I think yayinkulu engayenza for a long time. Yaqine ngiyisa kumanama awards where I appeared as a nominee for the best television actor in 2004. If I'm not mistaken. Now, you call Italian, I was some kind of a gangster and a gang leader in a mine. When I'm a drama, I'm a character and CEO. I'm a very usebenza ukumanage busebenza ukuthi ukumanage akumnandi kakhulu, but ma ukuthi usebenza leyo job but busunikwe icharacter okuthiwa woba lisela or into enjengaleyo kuba mnandi because ungena emizweni yomunye umuntu ongamaziyo bese uyaqalisa ukumzwisisa, ungamzwisisa-ke bese omletha ebantwini eseyi-character. So that leyo-ke angayikholisa kakhulu and I think yiyo nje eyanginika i-prominence leyo yokuthi sengibe i-actor and abantu nje basebenzisa ukuthi 90 ekhampela. So that I think you and I call it. So it's barely and I call an IOZ. I'm not washing him, then I'm and I tell about to ask about Shona Lapu.
Siyabonga Bernard Begilizwe Ndlovu ngomlingi sinjalo uyisikhwica mfundo bekhuluma lo Chris Kande wa Studio 7 ekwele South Africa kwanele mthwakazo livalelisayo ngontungameli Nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.